You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. SEBI has notified that amended insider trading rules for mutual funds will come into effect from November 1st. The Gazette notification said that the board hereby appoints November 1st, 2024, as the date on which the SEBI prohibition of Insider Trading Amendment Regulations 2022 shall come into force. The amendment rules will require mutual funds to maintain a list of employees and individuals known as designated persons who can have access to unpublished price-sensitive information. Designated persons are required to disclose the details of their holdings in the units of mutual fund schemes. List of all employees and other persons with whom unpublished price-sensitive information is shared shall be maintained and confidentiality agreements shall be signed. Meanwhile, SEBI on Tuesday proposed several measures to rein in excessive speculation in the futures and options market. The seven measures include a bigger minimum contract value of Rs 20 lakh, a limit on weekly options contracts to a single benchmark, upfront premium payments, and a smaller number of strike prices. A consultation paper released on Tuesday comes following serious concerns that youngsters are risking their family savings in derivatives trades. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has estimated the losses from such trades in FY24 at an alarming Rs 52,000 crore. Market participants and other stakeholders have until August 20th to submit their suggestions on the proposals. Over to IPOs. Brainbees Solution, which operates the omnichannel kidswear brand FirstCry, has announced a price band of Rs 440 to 465 per share for its initial public offering IPO. The issue will open on August 6th, with anchor bidding commencing on August 5th. The IPO will close on August 8th. The allotment basis will be determined on August 9th, with refunds and shares credited to account on August 12th. The firm is set to list on August 13th. The IPO consists of a fresh issue worth Rs 1,666 crore. At the upper price band, the offer for sale OFS is valued at Rs 2,527.72 crore. Over to industry. The revenue of domestic edible palm oil refiners is predicted to increase by around 10% this fiscal year due to consistent demand and greater realizations, as per a report by CRISIL. It further highlights that the operating profitability is expected to increase by 40 to 50 basis points to around 3.5% due to favorable prices and continued duty-free imports. Over the medium term, credit risk profiles of palm oil refiners will remain stable due to strong balance sheets and the absence of significant debt-funded capital expenditure. As per the report, palm oil dominates edible oil consumption in India with 38 to 40% share in volume, as it is used largely in the food processing and hotels, restaurants and catering segments. Moving on, state-owned Coal India Limited on Wednesday reported a 4% rise in its consolidated net profit in the first quarter of the financial year 2024-25 at Rs 10,943.55 crore, compared with Rs 10,498.39 crore in the Q1 FY25 on improved sales. On a sequential basis, the net profit increased by 26.6% from Rs 8,640.45 crore. The company's revenue from operations increased marginally by 1.3% to Rs 36,464.61 crore against Rs 35,983.21 crore in the same period the previous fiscal. Total income too surged by 2% on year to Rs 38,349.21 crore. Total expenses during the quarter stood at Rs 24,287.40 crore, up by a marginal 0.7% on year. In some more industry news, India's manufacturing activity recorded a slight drop to 58.1 in July, compared to 58.3 in June. However, it still indicated a substantial improvement in the health of the sector. Data released by S&P Global on Thursday showed the latest reading was above the series long-run average and one of the highest seen in recent years. The manufacturing sector continued to post impressive growth in July, despite slightly softer increases in the new orders and outputs. The HSBC report stated that the key positive developments seen in the latest results included one of the fastest expansions in international sales for over 13 years and another robust round of job creation. Lastly, the auto sector. The Bullet is an iconic brand in itself, and the Bullet 350 is the longest-running motorcycle in continuous production in the world. Hence, more than just a bike, Bullet is Royal Enfield's legacy. Now, the Chennai-based bike maker wants to extend this legacy of the Bullet brand in the 650cc segment as well. From what it looks like, the Bullet 650 will be the entry level to the Enfield's 650 twin lineup, Classic 650 and Interceptor 650. The Bullet 650 is likely to be offered only in spoked wheels, while fenders are expected to be roundish and bulbous. But the rear fender could be slightly shorter than the Classic, as seen in the 350cc counterparts. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.